Greeks go to the polls tomorrow. They will choose either an establishment party and continuing austerity policies or a leftist party that vows to replace the current bailout deal with less punishing conditions. But as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, many Greeks are aware that whatever the outcome, they face years of hardship in a rapidly unraveling society.
A recent TV news report on shortages of medicines illustrated the anguish rippling through the country. A woman in a pharmacy screams, "Where am I going to find my medication?" Her plight struck a chord in a country where the government can no longer pay for drugs, including vital cancer and diabetes medicines. The health system is crumbling. Hospitals lack basic staff, equipment, and supplies. In its fifth year of recession, the economy slumped by 6.5% just in the first quarter. Latest data show unemployment rates at record highs, almost 53% among the young. The worsening economic crisis takes a devastating toll.
It is ruined, the society. It is bombed.
George Maloukos is a commentator for the daily Tovima.
He doesn't know where to go, how to go, what to do, what is the solution. If there is a solution, Greeks are despaired.
Desperation is clearly visible on Athens streets. Shop after shop is shuttered. In just 2011, 68,000 small businesses closed down and bankruptcies are gathering pace. A drive through Athens is a tour through a new art form, crisis graffiti, reflecting the frustration and anger of an increasingly powerless people. Nothing spared. The eyes of a statue of Athena, the Greek goddess of wisdom, spray painted with a black blindfold. In the rundown Psiri neighborhood, the street artist who goes by the tag bleeps.gr paints allegories of the effects of the crisis on ordinary lives. One's inspired by the TV show Greece's Next Top Model, a female figure with a disability.
She misses one leg under the knee, and it's replaced with a wooden leg, and she's doing the catwalk. Next to it, I wrote Greece's Next Economic Model, which is an ironic comment of what was to happen, because I did it a year ago.
Greeks feel led astray by their politicians and besieged by EU leaders, especially Germany's Angela Merkel, who many claim treats Greece as a rogue state, an enemy, and no longer a partner in need. Many Greeks turn to mythology to interpret the present. Novelist Vasilis Danelis wrote a parable based on the Euripides play Iphigenia in Aulis. In the original, King Agamemnon, leader of the Greek fleet about to set sail for Troy, is required to sacrifice his daughter Iphigenia to placate the wrath of the gods. In Danelis' version,
Merkel is Agamemnon, the leader of European Union, who decides to sacrifice Greece in order to contain the wrath of markets.
The wrath of the markets and fear of Greece's sacrificial expulsion from the Eurozone have been dubbed by the media the Iphigenia syndrome. Other myths are invoked, the austerity package as Pandora's box, and the rape of Europa, this time not by Zeus, but by the gods of money. Commentator Moulukos zeroes in on the key victims.
The heart of the Greek middle class is dying. When you don't have a middle class, you don't have democracy, you have nothing.
Novelist Danelis says the outcome of the current Greek drama is still unknown and whether the gods will spare it from ending as tragedy.
Who is going to be the deus ex machina? This is the question. We don't know yet because we have seen the half of the play. The ending is open.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.